Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. Hello and welcome to the weekly Forex Outlook at XM.com. In the spotlight this week will be the latest U.S. employment report and Powell's testimony, which will be important for the U.S. dollar, and the ECB decision and its impact on the euro. I'm Maria Bashardviz, and joining me is Senior Investment Analyst Marios Hadjikiriakos. So Marios, let's start in the U.S., where the economy continues to show impressive resilience. Now, on Wednesday and Thursday, Fed Chairman Powell will deliver his semi-annual testimony. And on Friday, we'll get the latest U.S. jobs report. What are we expecting from these events, and how might they affect the dollar?
Hello, Maria. So the U.S. dollar is the best performing currency of this year. It has gained almost 3% in just a couple of months, and most of that is because the U.S. economy is quite impressive. Now, economic growth in the U.S. is running at about 3%, which is a very healthy pace. The labor market is historically tight, and crucially, inflation is not cooling down as quickly as investors had hoped. So the U.S. economy is still hot, and as a result, investors have been forced to unwind bets of immediate Fed rate cuts. We started the year with the market pricing in 6 rate cuts for this year. Now we are down to 3. So investors expect US interest rates to stay higher for a little bit longer. Now, another element that has benefited the dollar, Maria, has been how gloomy the rest of the world looks economically. The UK and Japan have fallen into technical recessions. The Eurozone is haunted by stagnant growth, and China is still dealing with the fallout in its property sector. So the alternatives to the US dollar are not very attractive at this stage. Now, next week's events are going to help shape this narrative. The main events are going to begin on Wednesday with Fed Chairman Powell testifying before Congress. Now, usually the market action comes from the question and answer session with lawmakers who are likely to grill Chairman Powell on the economic outlook. So what's Powell likely to say? Well, as we pointed out, the US economy is quite resilient, quite strong. It looks to have avoided the recession. So I think Powell is going to strike a rather optimistic tone. Now, on Friday, we're going to get the latest employment report, and that's also going to be extremely important. Now, some early indicators point to a slowdown in employment growth in February. Nothing dramatic, just a little bit of a slowdown, which is in line with what the economists are expecting. So non-farm payrolls are expected to have slowed down from the previous month, but still come in at a healthy level. So overall, Maria, I think that these events would reaffirm the strength of the U.S. economy, and they could help the dollar to resume its uptrend, perhaps.
Moving over to the Eurozone now, the economy has been slowing down, and Germany has been hit particularly hard. What are we likely to hear from the ECB when it meets on Thursday, and what's the outlook for the euro?
Yeah, so the ECB will almost certainly keep interest rates unchanged. So the spotlight is going to fall mostly on the updated economic forecasts and what President Lagarde says about the timing of rate cuts. Now, the euro area economy dodged a recession last year, but there wasn't much growth to speak of. High interest rates have started to bite demand. The governments across the Eurozone have started to dial back their spending. And of course, as you pointed out, Germany has been almost the sick man in Europe, with a slowdown in global trade inflicting heavy damage on the German export-heavy business model. Now, inflation has also lost steam as the economy has weakened. And wage growth has started to lose momentum as well. And despite all of these worrisome developments, though, Maria, ECB officials have stressed it's still too early to cut interest rates. Most of them have argued recently that cutting interest rates prematurely could invite a second round of inflation, which is something they want to avoid. Now, most ECB officials have circled June as the most likely month for cutting interest rates. That would give them, waiting until June, would give them access to updated wage numbers, which will help them formulate their decision. Now, what are we likely to hear from this meeting? I think that the ECB is going to stick with its patient approach. They're likely to say something along the lines of, inflation is still hot. We want to make sure that inflation has been crushed before we cut interest rates. Therefore, we're going to be patient for a few more months. Now, normally, that would be a positive message for the euro. However, I have my doubts about whether it will really be positive for the euro this time. And the reason is, Maria, we are at a turning point in the economic cycle. The eurozone economy is already flirting with a recession, and the longer the ECB waits to cut interest rates, the more painful that recession might be. So if the ECB waits too long to cut interest rates, they might be forced to cut even deeper later on. So the ECB is laser focused on wage growth. Unfortunately, wage growth is one of the most lagging economic indicators. By the time wage growth turns, chances are the economy is going to be in a bad shape. So overall, I think that the longer the ECB waits, the more pressure that puts on the eurozone economy, and that could lead to a situation where interest rates need to be cut with brute force later on. Overall, I think that paints a gloomy picture for the euro.
Marios, thanks so much. This was the weekly Forex Outlook here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.